Southwark News, Thursday, August 28, 2014. VC hero honoured. World War I soldier remembered with special paving stone. A special paving stone to honour a Bermondsey war hero was this week unveiled by the Mayor of Southwark. Frederick Holmes became one of the first to have his name set in stone in his hometown on Tuesday, as part of a national scheme to commemorate the World War I soldiers who were awarded the Victoria Cross, VC, for bravery. A crowd, including war veterans and Fred's surviving family members, watched as Mayor of Southwark, Chunil Chopra, revealed the commemorative stone on Abbey Street in Bermondsey, the street where Fred used to live. Fred was awarded the VC for his acts of bravery at the Battle of Le Cateau in France, on August 26, 1914, exactly 100 years before the ceremony. Just 2 weeks into the war, Fred risked heavy fire to carry out an injured soldier to safety during the battle. He went on to rescue a British gun from capture, braving German shelling as he rode the 3 miles to safety. Fred, who is featured on the front of a book for Royal Mail stamps to mark the centenary, finally left the army as Captain Holmes in 1921 after 14 years of service. He emigrated to Port Augusta in Australia, where he died in 1969 at the age of 78, 1 year before his wife. Simon Hughes, MP for Bermondsey and Old Southwark, said, "Bermondsey is proud of its military traditions and the bravery of the members of the armed services who have come from here. Each of Bermondsey's VC winners has a story to make us humble, but also to inspire. The legacy of World War I will be all the better if more people try and follow the example of courage and self-sacrifice which people like Frederick Holmes showed." Mayor of Southwark, Councillor Sunil Chopra, said, "Marking the centenary of the First World War is an important milestone for the whole nation, and Southwark will be showing its support in many ways, including by remembering local war heroes in any way we can. Captain Holmes's story of courage and bravery should never be forgotten, and I hope this paving stone and honouring him today will act as a moment of reflection of his sacrifices for all who pass it."